I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Chinese government's removed and dismantled or burned around 1,200 crosses from churches around the country. Why? Joe Handley of Asian Access says
the government does not want to see a disharmonious society. And when they see churches that are putting up these crosses, they feel like that's a bit of a flagrant kind of expression.
He says all the church wants is to have freedom and rights. Protesters are speaking out by hanging crosses in their windows, and they're peacefully demonstrating. But Asian Access is training local church and business leaders on how to wisely live out their faith and let that do the talking.
I think all of us simply need to pray for the country of China, for the government of China, and for the church leaders.
And yesterday we wrote about a group called the Sweat Hogs and their work with Food for the Hungry on the island of Hispaniola. But what exactly is this group? The Sweat Hogs were started 14 years ago by Doug Geist when he was invited on an FH vision trip with his church in Arizona. Today they're a group of volunteers that do a variety of projects, specifically those involving manual labor. So does this sound like something you'd be interested in?
If you have a real desire to impact and establish relationships with people in another culture and walk along beside them to help them improve their lives, then that's exactly the type of thing that Food for the Hungry does.
There are more details on the Sweat Hogs or ways that you can get involved with Food for the Hungry. You'll find them at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Believe it or not, it's really not too early to be planning for 2016. So get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. Now, the calendar is a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.